the freezer system, we're installing a new tunnel freezer, which will allow us to efficiently freeze pink salmon, which we have a large forecast on pinks this year, so we're kind of gearing up for that. And, you know, it's a good investment in the town here, in the community at the plant.
Would you talk a little bit more about that? The tunnel system allows for you to freeze without stopping and starting?
Correct. Currently, we have blast cells where you rack fish, push them into a blast cell. They freeze for a period of time, and then you have to remove those racks out of the blast cell and move them towards a glaze and pack out line. The tunnel freezer will allow us to put product in baskets. It'll move through the tunnel, and it'll exit right at the glaze line and into the packing room, and then it'll be a much more efficient method. We're not handling moving racks in and out of a cell. It'll just pass right through the plant.
So it increases your capacity. Does it also change the amount of products or different kinds of products you can put out? Or?
We'll change our products a little bit, primarily the same stuff we've been doing. But with the pink frozen market it kind of exploding the way it has, this will let us take advantage of that. And it'll also give us the diversity to run fish through the cannery. So we'll be canning as much as we can, and this will bring our freezer capacity up to a level that's comparable to the canning, so we'll have a good diversity when we go to the market to sell our product.
And this work is happening this winter? Or?
It's currently underway now. They've already removed a couple of the older blasts and doing the floor, and we will see tunnel freezer items being installed at the beginning of January. All this is occurring inside the plant. On the face of the plant, we're going to upgrade our unloading system also. We're putting in a new dock on the south end of our horseshoe, so we will be able to unload all through any stage of the tide. And also with this new unloading station, we'll be able to feed fish directly to the cold storage or to the traditional line on the dock. So as we're dealing with different species that need to go to cold storage, we'll have that flexibility, and it's going to be even more efficient.
And is all this work going to be completed in time for this upcoming season? Or?
That's the plan. Everything's been approved, ordered. We've already secured the dock. It'll be built and need to be towed up. But, yes, the whole project will be done by June, and we're well on our way. We got a good early start. We've tore into the building to see what we're up against, and we haven't found any surprises yet, so it looks like we're on schedule. And, you know, there's always going to be hiccups, but we've gave ourselves a lot of time.
Are these some of the first big improvements to the local plant in a while? Or
It really is, Joe. We were looking at bringing up a floater from Washington, and there's some startup cost to that. And, you know, we have it for one season, and then it goes away, and then back to Seattle. And, you know, we're kind of betting on the come here on pink salmon. We've seen an improvement in runs, and it was a good time to invest in salmon and salmon production at the plant. And instead of just putting those dollars into a floater, we're actually putting those dollars into our infrastructure, and we'll be able to take advantage of this tunnel freezer for years to come.
Are you willing to say about how much this is in improvements, dollar-wise? Or?
It's several million dollars. It's going to keep our crew working through the winter. And, you know, along with this extra capacity, we will need to really max out our employee base. So we'll see a good slug of employees next season. It should be a good year for the community. There'll be a lot of people around, and it's exciting to see Icicle invest this money into our plant and into Petersburg.
Hey, and what does it mean going forward? Will you be trying to expand the fleet and increase who's delivering here?
Or? We've been working. We have a number of fleet that we'd like to have, and we're pretty close to it right now. The idea of increasing capacity at the plant level and keeping our fleet off limits is the main goal here, and it's the goal of all processors around Southeast this year. The more fish these fishermen can catch, the better off they're going to be on their end, and that's what we're shooting for. We're not trying to build our fleet too big so we end up with a limit issue. We want to keep our guys fishing, and a lot of these guys are core Petersburg fishermen who are in this community, so we're hoping to provide them the means to have a great season.
And the upgrade work happening this winter, is it going to impact any of the crab processing or anything like that that you're doing? Or?
Nope, crab processing will be fine. All the freezer work on the area where the herring brine freezer goes will be completed. There's only a couple of projects there that will be finished in a timely manner. And then the portion where the tunnel freezer is going in is not critical to the crab production either. So we've got a nice, we're lucky we have the flexibility to have that extra freezing already in place. And that's what's buying us a lot of time, too, because we don't have to stop to try and run a product through something. So that won't be an issue.